hell are you?
Holy shit, you're Simon Hubis.
Yes, I am. And you are?
I'm Mason, this is Will.
The radio people?
That's us.
In fact, we're here for an interview. And for some changes, hopefully.
Explain.
We know that you're the one who started the apocalypse, and we know that you're using the moon colonies as test subjects.
Ah. So you found my audio logs. You must have hacked my equipment.
Nope, you just didn't practice good security etiquette.
But we did find the audio logs.
Well, if you know, then you know. Edia has a terminal illness. I was working to cure it, but I was too hasty. As soon as I had what I believed to be a cure, I administered it to her and she... Well, you know the rest. She turned.
All of this because you couldn't be bothered to go through the proper routes and do legitimate testing?
I didn't want to wait, and neither did she. Besides, I knew I could do it.
You got cocky and you thought you were above it all.
When you put it that way, it sounds awful.
It is awful. You killed millions of people, harmed millions of others. You started the literal apocalypse.
And then you decided to forego the correct avenues again and use your wealth to test cures on innocent, unsuspecting people who were relying on you to evacuate them to safety.
At this point, your crimes are interplanetary. Congratulations. No one's ever done that before.
You don't understand. You can't understand. You haven't gone through what I've gone through.
Well, we sure have gone through a hell of a lot thanks to you.
Look, the moon colonies are failing. The people up there are going to die if they aren't evacuated back to Earth soon. You have to call this shit off.
But I don't have a cure yet.
What are you talking about? Yes, you do. I'm the proof.
What do you mean?
I was the test subject on Colony 7-2. You commanded Dr. Allura to give me the virus over and over, but as soon as she stopped giving me the virus, the vaccine cured me. You have the cure.
What? I mean, that's amazing. That's brilliant, but why didn't the council tell me? They said the cure still wasn't working.
If I may, I think that we can answer that. Dr. Allura, care to explain?
Let me in this instant.
No. Care to explain?
Dr. Allura? Is that you? I demand you tell me why you and the council lied to me.
It wasn't my idea.
Then whose was it?
The councils from all three colonies, they realized the colonies were failing. They thought if they said they needed more time up here with the vaccine, then Mr. Hubis would send them more funding and supplies.
Why? Don't they want a cure?
Not as much as they want to stay in safety and power.
You lied to me. Withheld the cure to the zombie virus, all so you could keep yourself in a position of power over the colonies?
Not me. Them. And it's not like you have any room to talk. Apparently you created the zombie virus.
I also created the cure. Not that you were willing to share that fact with any of us.
Hey, it's okay. Look, this means Edia has a chance, right?
You're right, she has a chance. And that's what's most important.
Hands up, everyone!
Dithy?
Not right now. Simon Hubis, you were under arrest for starting the goddamn zombie apocalypse.
What? But I made the cure! Get your hands off me! I made the cure!
That doesn't undo all the damage you caused.
But it might! We don't know how much it can truly cure.
You think it can restore the zombies who have been rotting in undeath for almost 2 months now? I don't think so.
Shit! Mason, Will, promise me. You have to promise me. Make sure Edia gets the cure. No matter what!
Sure, yeah, we promise.
Hey, easy! I'm going, God!
Thanks for doing this, you two. When I heard you had snuck back down to Earth, I really didn't think it was because you were hunting down the origin of the zombie virus.
Neither did we, honestly.
Oh, and to all you folks on the moon colony, Tyrim and Hen and Esme and Winston and everyone else, thank you. To all of the moon colony guards listening right now, I have the authority to order you to arrest the councils of each colony for withholding the cure. This includes Dr. Allura. It does not include Tyrim, who helped uncover the whole thing. Thanks again, Tyrim.
It was a group effort. wasn't it?
We were happy to help.
And so was Scout.
All right. Mason, Will, do you two need a ride?
That would be nice, yeah.
Where to?
I don't know.
I'm sure Rathan's survivor camp would have us, at least until the moon colonies are evacuated.
Perfect. I know where that is. Come with me. You two are basically national heroes now.
That's a lot.
I think I preferred being a local radio guest.
Well, should have thought about that before you saved the world.
Well, thanks for the ride, Dicey. I'm sure we'll manage with our new titles.
We sure will try.
This is more advanced than documents in the boudoir set.
What did you get yourself into?
At best, a revolution. At worst, treason.
Treason?
Shh. Come with me.
We're running out of time, Tetya. The Tsar could be ready to act at any moment, and people are going to die.
Wait. Valentin, how do you know about the Union?
I was recently invited to join. Long story. I will explain, promise, but we need to go before the Tsar's people come for us.
After us? How did he find out I was alive?
I don't know. We need to get to Anglesia.
Why?
Come quietly, and no one will get hurt.
What is the meaning of this? Get your paws off my cab!
Just give me the answers, Jovan. Zoykov, I had never seen these before. Then who gave it to your lesbia? Jovan!
If you must know, it is experimental.
Why are you spying on me?
You read the documents?
With everything going on, our families and yours are going to need asylum. Anglesia has laws that can protect us.
Anglesia won't work. We need to find Kenzie.
Eternal victory. At all costs.
Fate of Core continues. Spring 2026.